So we're starting here at the top of Ayin Gimel and Aleph, about 11 lines down, the second set of two dots on the Amud, continuing to discuss the Mishnah. And this was the presentation of the Chachamim's argument to Rabbi Meir, which is, Ma metzinu b'treifa shechitata mitarata afshechitat behema to taher et ubar, but it should be aver. So just like shechita works to change a treifa into something that is not a nevela, so to over here, the shechita of the mother should at least protect this limb of the ubar from becoming a tumat nevela. Sitanya. So now we're going to have a more extensive conversation between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Gemara is going to have a first attempt at it, then explain. Sitanya. Amar lan Rabbi Meir. V'chi mi teharo le'verze midei nevela shechita timo. Imkein titirena ba'achila. If you think that the shechit of the mother is sufficient to be metaher, this eber, from being a nevela, then it should also work well enough to make it mutar ba'achila. They should come hand in hand. So I'm lo, habe matzelet, al she'ena gufa, yoter mi gufa. There's many times where it's able to protect something that is exogenous, something that is not directly attached to its body, then it is able to protect its own body. Shereish aninu. This we had earlier in the Mishnah, as well as earlier in the Masechta. Potech min ubar shibimea mutar ba'achila. If one goes into the womb of the animal and cuts up the ubar and leaves it inside, that ubar is nitar yedei shechita timo. On the other hand, min chol min aklayot, if one slices a piece of the spleen or the kidneys off, which does not make it into a treifa of the mother, and leaves those pieces that they sliced off inside of the mother, asur ba'achila. It doesn't help in terms of achila. So you see that the shechita of the mother has more power with regards to the ubar than it does to its own body parts. My kamar. Let's flesh out what exactly happened in this conversation. So Amar Rava, so Rava said it, Amri lo kadi. Some people say it without any name of Rambora on it. Over here you can see on the Misar Tzashas that he brings down that there are two explanations of Kadi. Either Kadi is the name of a Chacham, or without any Amora. Kadi means that it was no mention of a Chacham, it said Stam in the Beit Midrash, which is the more likely interpretation of what Kadi is. Chasuri Mechsara, the Bright is missing some fill-in material that would make it make a lot more sense, which is this. V'achi Ktani, Amar Lahem Rabbi Meir, V'chi Taro Le'Iver Zeh Midei Nevela, what makes it Tahor? This aver of this animal that you're suggesting, what would make it tahor? Shechitat imo. The shechita of the mother is what you're saying should work in order to mitahir this aver. Imkein, tatirena ba'achila. Then it should also function to protect it or to make it mutar ba'achila. If the shechita of the mother has impact on the ubar, even on this arm that went out, then it all should have impact that it makes it mutar ba'achila. Amrulaot. Treifa tochiach. Not always the shechita help the guys to achila because we have a treifa. Sheshchitata mitaharata midei nevela. Shechita of a treifa protects it from becoming into a tumat nevela. Ve'ena matirata ba'achila. It doesn't mean that the treifa now becomes mutar ba'achila. The treifa remains asura ba'achila. Nevertheless, the shechita is able to take away the tumat nevela. So why can't we say the same thing here? That the shechita is good enough to take care of this aver, to remove the tumat nevela, but not good enough to make it muteret ba'achila. So Amar Lahem, lo. Im tihara shechita treifa uta. He says, no, wait a minute. The shechita of a treifa is working on itself, the animal itself, davar shi gufa. Meaning that the shechita of the treifa can do that magic of protecting against becoming tumat nevela without being matir ba'achila, because there you're dealing with the guf itself of the behema, the gufa shel behema. You're dealing with something that is attached and a integral part of the behema. Titaherete ever davar she'eno gufa. Therefore, what you want to extend that now and say something that is exogenous, something that's an outside to the behema itself. And now you're going to say that the shechita should work also timi mitaheret midei nevela without being matir ba'achila. That doesn't work. If the shechita of the imo is going to work on something that's not an integral part of her body, it's either going to work totally or not work at all. You're not going to have this in-between stage where it protects against tumah but doesn't give you achila. That's only true when you're dealing with behema itself, not when you're dealing with the ubar. The response now is, listen, I don't think your logic is so good, because amrulo harbe matzelet al she'ena gufa yoter mi gufa, that the animal is able to protect exogenous variables things like the ubar much more than it's able to take care of itself. If you slice up the ubar and then do shchita on it, mutar b'achila. If you cut off from its own body, then it's asur b'achila. So the argument back and forth between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir is, the shchita of the mother, what type of impact does it have on the ubar? Everybody agrees on the parts of the ubar that did not exit the mother, that the shchita has full force, and it's mitaher midem nevela, but it's also matir b'achila. The only question revolves around this Eiver. When it comes to this Eiver, what power does the Shechita of the mother have? Rabbi Meir is suggesting that we have to limit the power of the Shechita here. Since we find that the Shechita works, yes, by Treifa, but that's something that deals with the Guf of the Behema itself. The Gufa Shel Behema, maybe Shechita can work in that way where it's at least Mitaher Midei Nevela, but not Mater Bachida. But when it comes to an Eiver, that's this exogenous item, does not attach, not an integral part of the mother, over there we're going to say, no, that it doesn't have the power, it has no power. Shechita of the mother has no power. Gamim come from the other side and say, wait a minute, we know that the Shechita of the mother actually has more power over the Ubar than it has over itself. Because we see by the cases where it's sliced up inside, when it comes to the ubar, it can protect or make it tahor and mutar b'achila. By its own body, it can't do that. So then the kavachomer, which you were saying before, David, there's a kavachomer. If shchita can work by the treifa, protected against becoming a vela, then certainly by the ubar, it should be able to protect it from becoming a nevela, even though it's not matir b'achila. So that's a machloket here we're having between Rameir and the Chachamim, the back and forth, that is laid out in more detail in the bright, according to the explanation of Rava, similar to our Mishnah, with just a little more back and forth involved. In Tanya Nami Hachi, we have another bright that says that, Amar Lahem Rabbi Meir, V'chei mi tiaro le'ver zeh midei nevela, Amar lo shchita dimo, im kein tatirenu b'achila. How did this Eiver become tor midei nevela from the shchita? If that's the case, then it should also be mutar b'achila. Amar lo treifa yochiach shchita ta mitarata midei nevela, v'ena matirata b'achila. You have the case of a treifa where shchita works to be mitar midei nevela, but does not work to be matar b'achila. So we should have the same application over here. Rabbi Meir says, Amar lahem im tira shchita treifa ota, v'et Eiver ha-medul davar shebegufa titaher, et ha-uba she'ena gufa. Who says that that should work? So you have over here, if it works, if it works to save this animal itself, and any aver that is semi-attached to this behema, that will also work to be mitaher midei nevela, davar shebegufa, all of these items which are a part of her body, integral part of the body, titeher et ha'ubar she'ena gufa, you're going to allow that to be mitaher, the ubar, which isn't a part and parcel of its gufa. According to Rabbi Meir is unwilling to separate between the power of shchita to be mitaher et nevela and to be matar achila. There's only one exception in that case, and that's treifa. And treifa is an exception because it's gufa. That's the way Rabbi Meir looks at it. Anywhere else, they got to work together. So either they work totally, or they don't work at all. It's one or the other. Only exception is treifa. The treifa is an exception because it's gufa. The Chachamim say, well no, treifa is an exception, but that exception should not just be applicable to gufa, it should also be applicable to ubar. We should be able to separate between the ability to mitayer midei vela and be mater b'achila. Because yes, you're right, by treifa, it's begufa. But we also find in other places that shchita of the mother has more power over the ubar than it does over the mother herself. If that's the case, that same chiddush where you separate in the shchita that applies to her by treifa should also apply to the ubar. And that's what they say. Amrulo arbe matzelet al she'ena gufa yoter migufa. Shchita of the mother has more power over something that is an outside item than it does on her own body. Sharei shaninu chotech min ubar shebemea. Again, you can slice up the ubar inside of her, and it's mutar ba'achila min etcho min akleyot, from the kidney and the spleen, if you slice it off and leave it inside the mother, that's asur b'achila. So you see that there is this distinction between the ubar and the mother, and the ubar is more powerful. The shchita has more power over the ubar than it does have over the mother. I think Rabbi Meir could respond over here and say, well, in that case again, the shchita and the achila, the shchita of the tahara and the shchita of the achila work together. There you're not separating them. So when you don't separate them, maybe that should be fine. Right, so that was the machloket we have here between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and the discourse that took place between them. Now we have this machloket of Rabbi Shimon Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, k'machloket be'ubarim, kach machloket be'evarim. Just like here, we have a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim about the impact of shkita on this aver that left the mother. So too, we have a machloket about the evarim hamedul dalim. These are evarim that are semi-attached to the behema. When you do shkita on the behema, what's the status of that aver that is medul dal? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, machloket be'aver du ubar, aval be'aver de behema, de be'akol shkita senipu. So Rabbi Yochanan says, listen, the machloket here between Rabbi Chachamim is specific to the limb of an ubar that exited the mother prior to shkita. Aval be'aver behema, its own aver, its own limb, Diriako, shkita osen nipul. Shkita makes it fall off. Nipul, we're going to use it throughout the rest of the daf today. Nipul here means it's as if it's separated from the parent. It's as if it left the body of the behema. The difference being that if the aver is attached to the behema itself, then whatever the status of the greater behema will also be the status of this aver. If the aver detached, or is classified as detached, then that aver becomes an aver minachai, and has the status of aver minachai, and not whatever the status of this behema is. That does have nachkaminot. There's a difference between aver minachai and, for instance, aver minavela. Any kazayit minavela is mitameh. It doesn't matter what you have there, what part of it. If you have a kazayit minavela, it's mitameh. Whereas, when it comes to aver minachai, you have to have the whole aver for it to be mitama. If a kazayit breaks away from an aver minachai, it no longer is aver minachai. That's basar minachai. Basar minachai is tahor. So the distinction of what the status of this aver is important. And obviously, if the animal is kshera, then it also has a bigger nafkamina. If the aver remains attached, then the aver is mutar ba'achila along with the behema. Whereas if it's detached, it will not be mutar ba'achila. So first of all, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish saying to us that the machloket Rav Meir and Chachamim have by the ubar's arm is the same machloket they're going to have here by the aver hamedul dalba. Rav Meir is going to say that the shechita has no impact on this aver, and this aver is aver minachai. It's not attached to the animal whatsoever. The Chachamim will say no, that this shechita has impact over this aver. If it can be mitaheret midei nevela, it can be possibly matirid ba'achila. We'll see that later in today's daf. That's the same machloket that we had here, we're going to have there. The Yochanan comes along and says, no, there's a machloket by the aver that is extended out of the mother, whether shkita has impact on it or not. But when it comes to this aver amedul dalba, everybody agrees that as soon as you do shkita, the aver detaches and it's gone. The shkita has no impact over this aver except to detach it. That's the only impact it'll have on it. It has no positive impact on this aver, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
It's
aver minachai. It's not an aver. It left the animal before it died. So it has to be aver minachai.
Left the animal before it died.
Because shkita osen nipul. Shkita detaches that aver. It's as if it doesn't belong to the behema anymore. So there'll be an aver minachai. Don't get too attached. The Gemara is going to reverse his position soon. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. My time with Rabbi Yochanan. Aliba Durabanan. What's the reason behind Rabbi Yossi according to the Chachamim? Because the Chachamim over here are the ones changing their mind. Meaning that by Aver of the Ubar, we know there's a Machloket. Then he says over here by Shkita, by the Aver Medul Dalba, the Chachamim now come over to the side of Rabbi Meir and say Shkita has no positive impact. So, Hai Itle Takanta Bechazara. Ha Leitle Takanta Bechazara. Rabbi Yochanan Deshitato. If you remember at the beginning of the parak, we had a Machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about the ability of the ubar to retract that limb, and then the shkita of the mother to impact on it. Rabbi Yochanan believed that if the ubar retracts the limb prior to shkita, the shkita works on that limb and it's mutar ba'achila. Rabbi Yochanan believes that there's an ability to reverse the extension of the arm of the ubar outside of the mother as long as it was retracted prior to shkita. That means that there's takana to this. The reason the Chachamim believe shkita has impact on the zever, even when it's not retracted, is because if it was retracted, it would actually be totally mutar ba'achila. Therefore, when it's not retracted, at least it's mitaheret midei nevela. Over here, vaha, le takanta b'chazara. Over here, there's no takana for this aver medul dalba. You can never reattach the arm. The arm is already severed. It's just a question of how far it's severed. But eventually, it's going to be detached. It's not going to remain this way forever, and there's no way to reverse it. So therefore, they will have a more stringent stance when it comes to the aver and medul dalba, then they will have to the ubar's aver that extended out of the mother. So meitevei, amar lahem, Rabbi Meir. So now we go back to the conversation we had before. Lo im tiara shkitat trefa uta vet aver hamedul dalba. Rabbi Meir says, wait, the shechita is mitaher, number one, ota, vete iver hamidul dalba, and the iver that is hanging onto it, that's because it's davar shebegufa. Titaherita ubar davar shebegufa, and you want to suggest, you want to extend that to the ubar, which is something that's not in part and parcel of the goof of the behemah. Now let's just take a step back, think about this. Rabbi Meir's suggestion to them is that what does shechita work for by a treifa? Shechita works by a treifa to be mitaher the behema, and shechita also works to be mitaher eiver hamidul dalba. According to whose shita is he saying that? According to Rabbi Meir, the shita to eiver hamidul dalba would also be problematic. According to Reish Lakish, the machlokas they have by the ubar, they also have by the eiver hamidul dalba. According to Rabbi Yochanan, shechita ose nipul. Shechita makes it as if it's detached. Shechita, according to Rabbi Meir, has absolutely no impact on the eiver hamidul dalba. It cannot be mitaheret. So what must Rabbi Meir be saying? He's saying you, the shita, you, the chachamim, who believe that shechita works by treifa, and shechita works by Abraham and Dulgalba. So that's only because it's integral, it's part of the goof of the behema. But who has that? The chachamim have that position, that shechita has impact over Abraham and Dulgalba? According to Reish Lakish, yes. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chachamim came over to Rabbi Meir's side when it came to Abraham and Dulgalba. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Meir make a statement that shechita takes care of an iver hamidul dalba? There is no person, Rabbi Meir, nor the chachamim, make an iver hamidul dalba Torah. So bishlam al Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, I can explain this. The divrehem kamar lo. He's saying it according to you, the chachamim. Lidi di lo shna iver du ubar v'lo shna iver de beima. Ki adad eninu. According to me, Rabbi Meir says, there's no distinction between the iver of the ubar and the iver hamidul dalba. But Rabbi Yochanan kasha. But Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to be a problem. There is no daya, according to the way that Rabbi Yochanan is formulated now, there is no daya that believes that Abraham and Dulgalba will be Torah Ayudei Shechita. So who's Rabbi Meir speaking to when he says Abraham and Dulgalba is Nitar Ayudei Shechita? Ella Yitmar Hachitmar. Now we're going to change these positions and say this. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Kamachloket guvarim kach machloket be'ibarim. Rabbi Meir Lakish stays the same, which is the machloket that is true by the ubar will also be true by the eiver hamidul dalba. But now Rabbi Yochanan we change. Rabbi Yochanan amar machloket be'eiver du ubar. Aval be'eiver du be'ema divrei kol ein shechita ose nipul. Over there, even Rabbi Meir will agree that the shechita will be mitaheret at the behema and its eiver hamidul dalba. It will take care of it. It would at least be tahor and even possibly be mutar be'achila. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, my time in the Rabbi Yochanan, libid the Rabbi Meir. So now we have to explain Rabbi Yochanan's position in Rabbi Meir, because now Rabbi Meir is the one changing his mind. So, hi gufa, vai la gufa. It's very simple. It's Rabbi Meir's distinction that he makes in the Mishnah. There's a difference between the gufa behema and the ubar. By the ubar, you cannot use the shechita to protect it. By gufa, we know there's the chiddush of treifa, which says that I can distinguish between shechita's ability to make something mutar ba'achila and its ability to be mitaher ota. So we know that the power of shechita by the mother is much greater than it is by the ubar. And therefore, by the mother, where the eiver is medul dalba, it will work. The shechita will have impact on it. Whereas, when it comes to the shechita of the ubar, ayudei, the mother, that will not impact on the eiver that is extended outside of the mother. So if you could just see here, and that's what I was hesitating a little bit when I was saying it in the shita of Rabbi Meir, but there's a big distinction. That's what Tosafot points out. According to Rabbi Meir, when it comes to the shechita of the eiver medul dalba, midoraita, it'll be tahor midei treifa and mutar ba'achila. Whereas, when it comes to the eiver of the ubar, the only suggestion of the chachamim is that it'll be mitaheret midei treifa, but nobody would say that it's mutar ba'achila. That's number one. And number two is, what's interesting here is that Rabbi Meir connected the two items, and it says, shechita's mitaher the behema midei treifa, and eiver hamidul dalba. But they're not the same. When it's my entire midei treifa, all it does is be, it takes away the tumat nevela, it doesn't matter, it's not matter b'achila. But Abraham Adul Dabai does both of them.
Okay, but you say the same distinction. This is, it's in the chubar, and therefore it's in the chubar.
But until now, according to Rabbi Meir, we understood the chubar, the distinction he was making was that only by mechubar do we have that special chiddush, that shechita works to be mitaheret, but not be matir b'achila. We don't have that by something that's not attached. Over here, it's even more. Abraham Adul Dabai is willing to say it's even mutar b'achila. That's what Tosfot asks. Sakasha, the shiny Eber Behema. The deal may do right to shari ba'achila. So v'yesh lomar, di mekol makom by the kamoshi, gazru alav chachamim iser achila tumah, nami hayalan ol digzor over here. So then he would say the distinction he makes by the Avraham Adulto, by where the Chachamim say you're not allowed to eat it, even though technically Midoraita you could eat it, we should say the same thing over here by the case of the Ubar. Chachamim should be gozer that the Shechita of the mother has no impact on it. So over there, the no impact means that it would be Tamei Tumat Nevela. So even though, again, they're on different levels, they're on different gradations, the Ubar and the mother, Avraham Adulto, are on different gradations, according to Rabbi Meir, he's drawing some parallels, some connection between them. Again, like the logic that you're suggesting, David, which is being Davar Shebe Gufa versus Sheinu Gufa, that's what makes the difference in the levels, but the same din should apply. We should be Machmir on both of them, at least in some way. So now the Gemara wants to discuss this. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yossi, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yossi, quoting in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim, Shemita Osenipo, Ve'en Shechita Osenipo. So this is an extension of what we just saw in Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan's statement before says that Shechita does not make a Nipo, meaning that the Aver remains attached when it comes to Shechita, but by Mita, if the animal dies, Osenipo, it makes the Aver drop off. So now what would be the difference? So the Mayanaf Kamina, when the animal dies, it's going to be a Nevela. So what's the difference here? So the answer was, what we discussed before, that if the Nipul happens beforehand, this is an Eiver Minachai. Now Eiver Minachai is also Mitamei Nevela. It has the same Tuma. A Nevela and an Eiver Minachai, both are Mitamei Kin Nevela. What's the distinction? The distinction is Basar. Basar Min Nevela is Tamei. It's Tamei Tumat Nevela. Basar min eiver min achai, or basar min achai, is not mitamei tumat nevela. So the nafkamina here about mitos and nipo is that this eiver will only be mitamei tumat nevela as long as it's an eiver. If it's not an eiver, it will not be mitamei tumat nevela, as opposed to the behema itself, or if it had remained attached, it would be tamei tumat nevela, and it would always, as long as it was a kazayit, be mitamei tumat nevela. So that's the distinction between mita osenipo or in osenipo. Now the distinction that Rabbi Yochanan is drawing is that by Shechita, it still remains attached. By Mita, it becomes detached. So now, b'may askinan, what are we talking about here? Ilema, now I explained to you already what the conclusion of the Gemara is about what Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about. But the Gemara wants to know, what is Rabbi Yochanan addressing over here? Ilema be'ever du'ubar, that if he's talking about an ever and ubar, miflag plige, over there we know that there is a machlok between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So how can you say hakol modim? They can't say Hakol Modim. We know for certain, it's our Mishnah, that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim argue about an Eiver that extended out of the mother from the Ubar. We know that.
That's what's considered here a Gavadudah.
Yeah. He makes a statement that just says Shechita and Mita. That's all it says. We don't know what is it talking about. So Gemara says, Ahavamin, it's talking about the Eiver of the Ubar. That's impossible, because we know there's an Machloket, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, you can't say Hakol Modim. Ela, Be'Eiver de Behema. So we're talking about an Eiver Behema. So he says, first of all, Mita Tanina, Shechita Tanina. What is Rabbi Yochanan adding for us over here? Why is Rabbi Yochanan adding anything as far as here? Mita is a Mishnah, and Shechita is a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that gives us both pieces of that information. What's that? Mita Tanina, the fact that when the animal dies, that is Osen Nipul. I'll prove to you that from a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. Meita HaBeima, HaBasar, Tzarich Hechsher. Ba'ever Mitamei Mishum Ever Minachai, Ve'ena Mitamei Mishum Ever Minah Nevela, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So what do you have here? Meita behema, so the behema died. Habasar tzarich hechsher. The status of the basar, the status of the flesh.
What we are speaking about over here is basar hamiduldal. We're talking about flesh that is hanging off the animal. Instead of it being a full limb that's hanging off the animal, here we're talking about basar that's hanging off the animal. What changes the status of that basar? Mita. The Mishnah says, if the animal dies, that basar is considered to be as if it's detached. Now, when it comes to basar min achai, basar min achai that falls off a chai is tahor legamre. So if it's tahor legamre, what you have left now is ochlim. And if it's ochlim, you need it to then have a hechsher, the kabul tuma. As opposed to eiver min achai is mitamei tumat nivela, or the same as tumat nivela, which is tuma chamura. And we learned in the Gemara and Zvachim, when something's mitamei tuma chamura, it does not require hechsher. So here we're talking about the basar itself. In a second, we'll address in the Mishnah, the Eiver Minachai.
In order for it to come to me, Tumat Ochlim, or take on other forms of Tumat, it needs Hechsher. Va'Eiver, on the other hand, this Eiver is Metamei Mishum Eiver Minachai. This Eiver is Metamei Mishum Eiver Minachai. Ve'en Metamei Mishum Eiver Nevela. Has the status of Eiver Minachai and not Eiver Minavela. What does that mean? That means that it's separated. It must have separated from the animal. What did that here? Mita, meta habehema. The animal dies, and Rabbi Meir over here is saying that the status of this limb is an Eivir min achai and not an Eivir min avela. What does that show you? Mita ose nipul. That when you have a death, that's as if the Eivir detached right away.
It's
lighter
than a nevela.
Yes. Like a nevela. It's exactly like a nevela as long as it's an Eivir. Again, if it's something separates from that Eivir. That's what we're saying all along. Eivir min achai, basar min achai, basically, is the difference. Heksher is like any other tumah, which requires a liquid to come over it, and then it can accept tumah itself. It can accept tumah. If, say, for instance, it came into contact with a mate, for it to accept tumah to mate, it would need a heksher, the kabel tumah. Don't worry, back to this. These are Mishnah later on in the Masechta. But what you have here is a clear Mishnah that says, when an animal dies, its status is different than the Eivir HaMedul Dova. Its status is that of a Nevela. The status of the Eivir is Eivir Mina Chai. So if the Eivir is separate from the Behemah, that means that Mita Osenipul, that the death of this animal caused the Eivir to detach. If that's the case, then this Eivir is Eivir Mina Chai, the Behemah is a Nevela. So the name is a nevela. Again, the nafka mina between it being a nevela and eivir min achai is if you have a gezayit basar that separates from one of these items. Gezayit basar that separates from a nevela remains a nevela. Gezayit basar from an eivir min achai is tahor, because it's only eivir min achai that is mitamei, not a gezayit. Otherwise, it's mitamei ki nevela, the eivir min achai. This requires heksher the kabel tumah. Heksher, the Torah lays it out in Parshat Shmini, that in order for items or ochlim to accept tumah, liquids have to go. One of the Yad Shechad Dam, one of the seven liquids that the Torah calls a liquid, must pass over this item, wash it, the Ratzona Ba'alim, in order for it to be able to be Mikabel Tuma. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about over there. Now it's Divri Rabbi Meir, Veleket the Poligalay. I mean, there's no one argues on Rabbi Meir there. This is not just Shita Rabbi Meir, it's every Shita. So everybody agrees with that Mishnah, with regards to Rabbi Meir's statement that the Eivir HaMedul Dalba is considered severed, and it's considered an Eivir Min Achai. Now, Shechita Nami Tanina. Shechita, we also have a Mishnah. Nishchata Behema. When you shech the Behema, Huchshiru B'dameha. The Dam itself is Machshir the Behema, the Kabel Tuma, Divi Rabbi Meir. Shimon Omer Lo Huchshiru. Shimon says that it's not Mukhshar Yedei the Dam. Truthfully, Rabbi Shimon believes that the Shechita itself is Machshir. He doesn't even need the Dam. This is the Eivir HaMedul Dalba. You have Shechita, and we say that the Damim, or the Shechita, are Makshir, the entire animal, Divi Rabbi Meir. Well, how can it be Makshir, the whole animal, if Shechita is Ose Nipul? Shechita is Ose Nipul, that means that Eivir was already off the animal before you did the Shechita. The Dam of the animal should have no impact on it. Ella, what do you have to say? That Shechita does not Ose Nipul, ain't no Ose Nipul, according to Rabbi Meir. That Shechita means it as if the Behemah is still the total unit, and therefore, the Eivir HaMedul Dalba is also mukhshar al yidei the dam of the mother. If you look in Rashi, hukhshiru b'dameha, it's in the wide lines in Rashi, three lines down. So what does it mean, hukhshiru b'dameha? We say, nishkata b'ema, hukhshiru b'dameha, divrei Rabbi Meir, hukhshiru b'dameha, lekabel tumat ochlim. Now can accept its ochel, they can accept tumat ochlim, almas virle, ein behem tumat atzman, k'eivir min achai. They don't have their own tum'ah, k'eivir min achai. The Shechita ho'ila lahem. The Shechita helped. Afilu Rabbi Meir, the palig be'eiver de'ubar. According to Rabbi Meir, the Shechita helped here to take this eiver away from being eiver min achai. And it's an eiver min abeima. Well, an eiver min abeima, when you do Shechita on it, it becomes mutar ba'achila. If it's mutar ba'achila, since it doesn't have its own tumah that comes out of it, it needs a mukshar, the kabel tumah. So here you have the mukshar, the kabel tumah, with this Eivir, and it's considered to be attached. Mishima says they need an outside Heksher, the Kabel Tumah, because he says that Ein Beima Nasid Yad Eivir, because the Beima does not become an extension of the Eivir to bring the Heksher of the Beima onto the Eivir. So even though they might still be attached, but the Eivir and the Beima are not considered close enough. And that's what Tosaf Vot explains over here. Vainu Taima, what's the reason that the Dam is Machshir, the Eivir, over here? The dam be'ema mo'il achshir eiver afilu avi kinipul. Even if you believe it's kinipul, why does the dam work over here? Mishum damar be'ema nasit yad le'eiver. The be'ema becomes like a handle to the eiver. So since it's like a handle to the eiver, the blood of the be'ema itself can affect the eiver, even though they are not a single unit anymore because it's quasi-detached. So nevertheless, since it's a handle, therefore it makes it that the eiver is affected by the blood of the mother. All right, so now we have a Mishnah. that explicitly says that when it comes to Shechita, Shechita allows this Eiver to remain, quote-unquote, attached to the Behema, makes it Mutar Bachila, and then we need the Dam, or the Dam, the mother, is able to affect the Eiver, because it's not Eiver Menachai. If it's not Eiver Menachai, it means it's still attached, and it needs extra the Kabel Tuma in order to accept Tuma, because it doesn't have any Tuma from itself. So you see two times in Shita Rabbi Meir. One is Mita Osenipul, where nobody argues. And second of all, Shchita Eino Senipul, according to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yochanan told us that information, but that information is all found in Mishnayot. So why do I need Rabbi Yochanan? What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? That's what the Gemara is about to explain. Just as a sidebar, something that bothered me, when the Gemara went through this, these Mishnayot are a huge problem for Shita Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, who said that the same machloket that we have by the Eiver that comes out of the Ubar, says that that machloket is the same by whether the Eiver Medudal Ba is considered to be Nitari de Shkita or not. You know what? I have an answer for you. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says explicitly by Shkita that the Eiver HaMedudal Ba is Nitari de Shkita of the mother. That's why it has a problem of Tumat Ochlim and not Eiver Menachai. Here's a Mishnah that says Rabbi Meir agrees by Eiver HaMedudal Ba that Shkita does have impact. What are you going to do with Shita Reish Lakish? Here the Gemara is challenging Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan's statement, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan's statement? When Rabbi Yochanan does, is at least matches up with the Mishnayot. He's at least consistent with the Mishnah. Reish Lakish is not even consistent with the Mishnah here. Reish Lakish is saying that there's a machlok between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, even by Abraham and Dol Bar. And we have an explicit Mishnah that says that Rabbi Meir agrees to the Chachamim's position. So Tosfot mentions it over here. Shchita, it's the second Tosfot. I was happy that he mentioned it because I'm reading. I'm like, why don't they ask this on Reish Lakish? And he says, Tema. What the Gemara is going out of its way to figure out Rabbi Yochanan and whether Rabbi Yochanan is just saying something that's found in a Mishnah. This is an explicit problem for Reish Lakish's position. Why doesn't the Gemara just ask on Reish Lakish from it? The answer is likely that because the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara wants to figure out now what the din is in Rabbi Yochanan. And Ochanami, Reish Lakish is out of the picture now because we have an explicit Mishnah that disagrees with Reish Lakish, and we find that in other places that Reish Lakish is not aware of a Mishnah. We saw this earlier in the Masechta Tosafot, that's a strange shita about this, that Reish Lakish is not aware of Mishnayot, and therefore there are times where Reish Lakish will say a statement out of his own logic that is not necessarily true because we find it in a Mishnah. He's arguing with Rabbi Yochanan mitzad ha-tzvara, but once you find a Mishnah, then he has to let go of his position because he didn't know all the Mishnayot. It's very interesting. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. Strange that Tosafot has this position that Reish Lakish did not necessarily know all the Mishnayot, was not aware of all the Mishnayot. Right, well, he's a Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan. So here, what ends up happening is Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's teaching him and giving them this information. So it could be, and the way Tosafot suggests that is that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing Misvara, and Rabbi Yochanan teaches him where the other Mishnayot afterward. He gives them the information after the fact. Here's the Mishnah. But Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing prior to Rabbi Yochanan giving him that information about the Mishnah. That's the way you have to look at it. It's still somewhat difficult to suggest that, but that's what you have to say here as well. The Rabbi Yishlok is not necessarily aware of that Mishnah, but in the end, that Mishnah will present a problem for Rabbi Yishlok's opinion. The only opinion left is Rabbi Yochanan. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan if we have Mishnayot that say exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says? So where it says, Imi hayi, had I only had the Mishnayot, hava amina, mai hukshiru abbasar. When it talks about hukshiru, it's talking about the basar. That it's not talking about the Eiver, it's only talking about the basar itself. Where it says, vaha hukshiru ktani, says, wait a minute, it says hukshiru in plural. Hukshu and plural, what are the two items that it's makshir? The behema itself, the basar, and the eiver. Otherwise, why do you need the plural? If it was just the basar that it's being matir, you don't need that. So no, ma'u de tema, chad the basar apuresh min a behema, v'chad the basar apuresh min a eiver. So I would have thought, no, hukshu means both the flesh that separates away from the behema, as well as the flesh that separates away from this eiver. So that was what I need the Mishnah teaching me, that I would have Havamina, that's what the Mishnah is teaching me. Nothing about the Eiver itself. Then it says, Umal Ume Dahai Mihai. Why would you differentiate between Basar that separates from the Beima and Basar that separates from an Eiver? Because Salchadat Chamino Hoel Ume Tamei Tuma Chamura Agav Aviv. I would have thought, since this is Mitamei Tuma Chamura because of its Aviv, because of its parent, Ema Loli Bai Hechsher. Maybe it shouldn't require Hechsher at all. Mashmalon, that it still requires Hechsher. And this is something that we've discussed earlier. We learned this together in Zvachim. And that is that to be items that require Hechsher, the Kabbal Tumah, are only items that in the end will not be mitamei tumah chamura. If they themselves have a very high level of tumah, they will not require hechsher lekabel tumah. They're automatically mukshar lekabel tumah. Whereas something that is inherently not tamei, or it's not tamei tumah chumra, only tumah kala, that will require hechsher lekabel tumah. What's an example of that? The example of that we had by the Of Tahor. In a Velat Of Tahor, does it require Hechsher the Kabel Tumah or not? So we learned this in the Gemara in Tzvachim, that it does not require Hechsher the Kabel Tumah, because what will happen in the end to a Velat Of Tahor? If one swallows a Velat Of Tahor, it's Matamei Tumah Chamura, to be Matamei the Adam, and is Begadim. So since in the end it will be Matamei Tumah Chamura, now it does not require Hechsher the Kabel Tumah. We have the opposite case over here. In the beginning, it was metamei tuma chamura. Afterwards, it's going to lose its status of tuma chamura. Originally, if tchilato over here would be tamei tuma chamura, vein sofola tamei tuma chamura mishipiresh, once it separates. So maybe the difference over here is that I have an animal. An animal that you did shchita on, that animal is kshera, and it's ochlim now, it will require hechsher the kabel tuma. The Iber Hamadul Galba, if we say that Shechita is Osenipo, that Shechita causes that Iber to detach from the animal, what's the status of that Iber? Status of Iber is an Iber Min Hachai. Iber Min Hachai has what type of Tuma on it? To its equivalent of Tuma Nevela, which is Tuma Chamura. The Havamina, how to explain this Mishnah. The Havamina to explain this Mishnah is that Rebbe Meir believes Shechita is Osenipo. So now Shechita Osenipo, now I have an Iber Min Hachai. An Iver Min Hachai is mitamei just like a nevela. It's mitamei tuma chamura. It will not require hechsher at all, because it's already mitamei tuma chamura. So in that case, the behema will require hechsher. The Iver will not require hechsher. But the Mishnah says, hukshiru. There's a plural. Two things need hechsher here. So the answer of the Gemara is, it's the basar from the behema itself. That we already explained. That's why it needs hechsher, because it's just tuma tochlim. It wants to accept tumat tochlim. It's ochel that is tahor right now. In order for it to become tamei, you need a hechsher the kabel tumah. The eiver menachai. Why does that require hechsher? That's already mitamei tumah chamura. The answer is, what happens if some basar separates from that eiver menachai? Some basar leaves that eiver menachai, now becomes basar menachai, not an eiver menachai. That basar is tahor legamre. So what the Mishnah is coming to teach me is, basar that is a derivative of an Eiver Min Hachai will require hechsher. Even though it derives from something that has Tumah Chamura, since in the end, it will not have Tumah Chamura, it will require hechsher. That's different than the case of like Tumat Nevela Tov Tahor. But Nevela Tov Tahor is just the opposite. In the beginning, it's totally Tahor. There's nothing wrong. You pick up a Nevela Tov Tahor, has no impact on you. You swallow it, it becomes Tumah Chamura. So in the sof, in the end, since it will have Tumah Chamura, it does not require Hechsher. This is the opposite here. In the end, it will not have Tumah Chamura. Since in the end it will not have Tumah Chamura, it does require Hechsher. Our Havamina is that Shechita Osenipo. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that says Hukshiru? That you need to Hechsher the Kabel Tumah? That's applying to the Basar Behema and the Basar Eiver. And the Chiddush is that Basar Eiver requires Hechsher, even though it derives from Eiver Min Hachai. So that would be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Along comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, don't read the Mishnah that way. That it does. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Along comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, don't read the Mishnah that way. The Mishnah means, Shechita Ein Oseh Nipur. That's the answer. The answer, Hochshiru here in the Mishnah is both the Behema and the Eiver. And that's because Shechita Ein Oseh Nipur. So the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is how to read the Mishnah. I could have read the Mishnah as saying Shechita Osenipo, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Basar of the Behema and the Basar of the Eber require Hechsher. Rabbi Yochanan says, don't read it that way. Read the Mishnah as Shechita Eino Osenipo. Shechita Eino Osenipo. Now this Eber is a part of the Behema, and the Hochshu is going on both the Behema and the Eber because it's all one unit now. They're all the same, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan comes to teach us. Eino Chanami by Mito. We have an explicit Mishnah. We don't need Rabbi Yochanan. By Shechita, we also have a Mishnah. But by that Mishnah, it's not clear that Rabbi Meir is really saying Shechita Ein Oseh Nipo. Could explain it that Shechita Oseh Nipo, and there's still a Chiddush for that Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and tells us, read that Mishnah as saying, oh, Shechita Ein Oseh Nipo. And Shechita Ein Oseh Nipo, that means that we have the position of Rabbi Yochanan here, and that's his Chiddush. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, Malkut, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Beyadcha. Whatever Rabbi Yitzchak did to explain, Rabbi Yochanan, keep it. The Rabbi Rabbi Chana kai kubatei. Because Rabbi Rabbi Chana says the same thing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Tetanya, ubasar basadeh treifa lo tochelu, lavia iver, va basara medul dolim bebeima, ubachayav of, vishachtan chain asurim. That when it comes to these ivarim that are hanging on to the behema, you do shchita on it, that is considered to be basar basadeh treifa lo tochelu, the shchita has no impact on it. It does not help out the Aver. Wait, this is just the opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan said. This is saying Shechita Oseni Po. Amar Rabbi Barchan, Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Bahem Ela Mitzvot Prosh Bilvad. Rabbi Barchan comes to explain this Braita and says, this Braita is not a Din Doraita. This Braita is a Din Dirabonan. Midoraita, the Shechita would be fine to take care of this Aver. What's the Chiddush over here? The Chiddush of this Braita is that the cross Machta Ba'alma, the cross is just a smach, that there's an isur dirabonon on this aver. As a mitzvah not to eat it. Mi dirabonon, you can't eat an aver and medul doba, even if you had shchita. So, shchita, eno senipu midoraita. Midoraita, shchita has no impact on this aver. The aver remains attached, and truthfully, if it's attached, the shchita is machshirit, both lachila, and doesn't make it into aver minachai or nevela. The shchita is mitaher this aver. That's on a doraita level. And Rabbi Bar Chana tells us that braita is talking on a dirabonan level. But on a doraita level, eino chanami, what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is true. That shchita eino senipul. So, what's this braita talking about? This braita is a din de chachamim. Din de rabonan, the chachamim goes there. Aleiver amedulda, that you shouldn't eat it. Don't eat an Aver HaMedulda Abba, because we don't want people getting confused about Aver Minachai, so on and so forth. Therefore, the Chachamim goes there not to eat it, but on a Doraita level, Ein Achanami, Ein Shchita Usinipo. And that's the statement, or what we now concluded in Rabbi Yochanan Shita, is that Mita Usinipo, and the Aver will be like an Aver Minachai, Shchita Ein Usinipo, which means the Aver remains completely attached to the Behema, which have many nafkaminot. One is, it's not Aver Minachai. Number two is, if you have a proper shchita, it would be mutar b'achila. And if you have a treifa, it would be meteret midei nivela. And number three is, that it will also be machshir lekabel tuma, along with the behema itself. The behema itself will require hechsher, so will this aver require hechsher, and the dam behema will be effective in doing that for both of them. The last thing we have is just the breita, which says, even though all those are true, when you have shchita by an Aver HaMedulda Abba, the Chachamim goes there not to eat it, even though technically it's really mutar b'achila. Okay, we'll stop over here.